Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1523. Visible translated text is as follows. Hair as shown under the microscope, nor is there any change in the texture of the hair and in the amount and distribution of its pigment. The apparent lightening of the hair which occurs after washing and is visible to the naked eye is due to the removal of dust and of the oil which covers the hair and which mats it together in a more or less compact mass. But under the microscope, there is no change in the color of each individual hair. Some of our associates are Dr. C.H. Strother, Dr. W.W.F. Westmoreland, and Dr. J.E. Pollen, Dr. J. Jago Harden, Dr. J.J. Campbell, and Dr. E.G. Jones. Dr. W.F. Westmoreland, Dr. J. Pollen, sworn for the moment. We know Dr. G. Bachman. His character for truth and veracity is good, and we would believe him on oath. Dr. J. Sage Harden, Dr. J. J. Campbell, sworn for the moment. We know Dr. J. W. Papez. His character for truth and veracity is good, and we would believe him on oath. John R. Black, sworn for the moment. I am a city detective. On Monday, April 28, 1913, I was called to the National Pencil Factory on Forsyth Street and was shown by one Barrett several strands of human hair on a lathe in the metal room in said factory. I took the hair from said lathe and, together with E.A. Stevens, Assistant Solicitor General, took said hair to Dr. H.F. Harris at the state capitol and left the hair with said Harris. And Teitelbaum, sworn for the moment. I am a court reporter and reported the oral argument made by Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey, to the jury in the matter of the state versus Leo M. Frank in Fulton Superior Court on August 22nd, 23, and 25th. Said Solicitor General, did at four different times in his argument before the jury refer to the hair found on the lathe in the metal room by Barrett as follows. Barrett, Christopher Columbus Barrett, if you will, that discovered the hair that was identified, I believe, by Magnolia Kennedy Monday morning as soon as they began work. Barrett, the man who discovered the hair on his machine early in the morning. I say to you that this man, Barrett, stands an oasis in a mighty desert standing up for truth. That Barrett, when he swore that he found blood there at the place where Conley said he dropped the body, told the truth. And when he said he found hair on that machine. That Mr. Barrett of the metal department had stated he had found blood spots where he had found some hair.